We'll continue with the lecture by Jagat Chakshur Prabhu. Hare.
Om Magyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stabitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Ajanulambita Bhujo Kanaka Vadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Bande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartameka Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharidhari Kripam Budhi Yastamaham Prapadye Anarpita Charim Chirat Karunaya Vatirna Kalo Samarpayatum Natojwal Rasam Swabhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dyoti Kadamba Sandipita Sadahridaya Kandare Spuratu Vasachinandana Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya Tanghara Charana Shrita Saiva Dadanya
So on this most holy day of the appearance of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we shall try to increase our attachment to hear and chant and glorify Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda Prabhu to go and preach in Bengal about Radha and Krishna, but he would rather preach about Gauranga Mahaprabhu. There is a nice song he used to sing. Please, you can repeat. It's very easy. Baja Gauranga Kaha Gauranga Laha Gauranga Namare Ye Jana Gauranga Baje Sehoy Amar Pranare Baja Gauranga Kaha Gauranga Laha Gauranga Namare Ye Jana Gauranga Baje Sei Hoy Amar Pranare Baja Gauranga Kaha Gauranga Laha Gauranga Namare Ye Jana Gauranga Baje Sei Hoy Amar Pranare
Baja Gauranga.
Lord Nityananda will ask everyone, please worship Lord Gauranga. Kaha Gauranga, speak about Lord Gauranga. Laha Gauranga Namre, please chant the holy names of Lord Gauranga. Ye Jana Gauranga Baje, the people who worship Lord Gauranga in this way, say more Amar Pranares. They are my life and soul. So if we want to become dear to Nityananda Prabhu, who is the Adi Guru, without the mercy of Guru, we can't get the mercy of Krishna, or mercy of Lord Gauranga. So through the cyclic succession, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we can approach through the Parampara system Lord Nityananda Prabhu and then ask His mercy to get the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the process. So, in Chaitanya Mangal, by Lord Chandas Thakur, it is described how was Rukmini Devi was lamenting. Hare Krishna. In front of Lord Krishna, that you are very soon leaving this, you're closing your Leela, Dwarka Leela. But I will be left here feeling your separation. You are the Supreme Lord. You know everything. There is nothing unknown to you. There is one thing you don't know. The pain that your devotees feel in your separation. That you don't know. You haven't experienced this. Only Srimati Radharani knows actually what is this painful separation from you. So Krishna was very intrigued. There is something I don't know. And then, after a short while came Narad Muni. Narad Muni, generally speaking, is very happy in a joyful mood, chanting and dancing with his Veena. But this time he came, you know, morose, and his head was downcast like that. And Krishna said, "What happened, Narad Muni? Why you're unhappy?" He said, "My dear Lord, I know that you very soon are going to leave this material world, and then Kali Yuga will start, and all the poor living entities will suffer like anything. The harassment of this Kali age, I'm very much worried about them." That is the heart of Vaishnava. Paradukka Dukki. He doesn't suffer for himself, he suffers for others' suffering. So when Krishna saw that compassion from Narad Muni, his heart melted. And he told Narad Muni, "My dear Narad Muni, don't worry. Very soon, at the beginning of Kali Yuga, I will appear in my golden form. And I will bestow the mercy to all living entities by distributing this Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare." And then he told Rukmini Devi, "My dear Rukmini Devi, I will also will assume the feelings and the mood of love of Srimati Radharani toward Krishna. And in this way, I will taste this sweet and painful separation from myself." And suddenly, in front of their eyes, Sri Krishna assumed the form of Lord Gauranga. And Narad Muni became mad in ecstasy after seeing this wonderful golden form. And he started to dance and chant so happily. And he could not restrain himself. He traveled all over the universe to give the good news to everyone about the upcoming appearance of the Lord in Kali Yuga. He went to tell Brahma, Shiva, all the demigods, all were rolling in the dust, chanting Gaura Gaura. Also, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that once in the spiritual world, Radharani told Krishna, "Last night I had a very wonderful dream. In that dream I saw land similar to Vrindavan, with beautiful trees and a river similar to our Jamuna river. And many beautiful people were there chanting, dancing, and in the middle of them was a golden Brahman. And he was chanting and dancing so wonderfully. My mind was attracted to him. And I was asking myself, who is this Brahman? His eyes are full of tears of love. And he's chanting, Krishna, Krishna. Then I thought, maybe he is myself, because he's feeling separation from Krishna. But then he started to chant, Radhe, Radhe. So I thought, maybe he's you. So please tell me, who is he? Is he you or is he me? And then Krishna smiled and took with his hand his Kaustubha jewel. And by touching it, a blue light came out of that jewel. And she saw in front of her the same dream that she had previous night. And then after she saw the dream again, she smiled and she told Krishna, now I understand. This wonderful Brahmin actually is both you and me together. And Krishna told her, remember that once you told me that I can't understand the pain of being separated from me, that you and the gopis felt. So, assuming this form in Kali Yuga, I will come and experience this ecstasy of loving separation from myself. When Sri Krishna met Srimati Radharani and the gopis at Kurukshetra, he told them, I can't repay your love and devotion for me. There's no way. I can only think of one way only, that I will appear in Kali Yuga and rolling in the dust, I will chant your names. Then Srimati Radharani told Krishna, I will not permit your beautiful blue sapphire body touch the dust. So I will cover it with my effulgence, my golden effulgence. Radhe Shyam. Then, that's why it's very important that although he's Krishna, like the verse in the Bhagavatam, the 11th canto explains, Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagai Sankirtana Prayayanti Isu Medhasa. This verse foretells the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By saying, although he's Krishna, his color is Akrishna, is not blackish. Then somebody may say, okay, non-blackish doesn't necessarily mean golden. But the thing is that Gargacharya, when he was explaining to Nanda Maharaj about his son and the different color that he will take in each age, the last color was to be taken by Krishna was golden color. So we can very clearly understand that this Akrishna means golden color, yellow color. And he will come with his associates, Sangha Pangastra. Sangha means associate. Anupanga and other associates. And Astra means weapon. But this time he didn't come with chakra and gada, no. What was that astra? Sankirtana prayai. This Sankirtan movement. When Srila Prabhupada visited South America, Venezuela, he told us, if Krishna will have come in Kali Yuga to kill the demons, practically speaking, nobody will be left. Because at this age of Kali, demon and devotee are living in the same body. You know, this demoniac mentality and divine mentality is in the same body. Previous ages, different planets will leave the demigods and demons, and then the same planet. But in Kali Yuga, in the same body. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came not to kill the demons, but to kill the demoniac mentality of the living entity by good association and by Harinam Sankirtan. Prabhupada was, before giving the lecture, he was trying to sing this beautiful song by Lochan Das Thakur, परमा करुणा बहुन द्विजना निताय गौर चंद्र तबावतार सरा शिरोमणि केवल आनंद कंद.
Beautiful song. Parama Karuna means supremely merciful. Parama Karuna Pahun Dvijana. These two brothers. Pahun Dvijana. Nitai Gaura Chandra. Tabavatar Sarashiromani. They are the jewel amongst all avatars. Because they brought the process which is simply Kevala Ananda Kanda. Simply joyful. Chanting, dancing and feasting. Very beautiful, very joyful process. But as soon as Prabhupada started to sing the first the song, as soon as he just could pronounce Paramo Karuna, and then his voice shocked, he could not sing anymore. And we could see him crying. He was facing Gaur Nitai, his Vyasa-san, and he was looking at the golden forms of Gaur Nitai. And then at the end of the lecture he said, now you are very fortunate because you have the mercy of Gaur Nitai. Now you must give this mercy to everyone else. Makes others fortunate too. That's the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his true followers, like Srila Prabhupada, who took all risk to give us Krishna consciousness. There is a beautiful song by Basu Ghosh. He say, if Gaura will not have come, then who would have taught us about the truth of the love of the Brijavasis? Who have taught us about this wonderful mood of love of the gopis for Krishna as the supreme highest goal in life? Who? In the same way, we can also say that if Prabhupada would not have gone to the Western world, then who would have given us Krishna consciousness? We'll be rotten in material existence, suffering like anything. So, para upaka, do good for others. That's the injunction. And the beautiful thing about Gaura's pastimes that he opened the storehouse of prema and was distributing to everyone. The more he distributed, the more was there. Never became empty. Never. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in a full moon night, as Dinabandhu Prabhu explained. Rahu was thinking, such a beautiful golden moon has appeared in the form of Lord Gauranga. So what is the need of this imperfect moon with spots on it? But better let me cover that moon. Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya, they were dancing and chanting at the bank of the river Ganga. They were happy to see everybody chanting the names of Lord Hari. And then Sita Thakurani and other ladies went to see the newborn child. And she could see that except for the color, this child exactly is Krishna himself. Even demigods came to have darshan of the Lord. Some of them in disguise as Brahmin. Others came unseen, invisible. Only the shadow will move in the room. Some Brahmin were there and will see the shadow moving. They became frightened. They thought it was some ghost. And start to chant mantra to make the ghost go away. And then the demigods will be laughing and running out. And the Brahmin will say, this time you were saved, but next time definitely I will chastise you, O ghost. And then the lady will come, but Gaura will cry. And they will try to give him some, you know, milk to drink, something. He will not drink anything. He will cry and cry and cry. But then the lady start to clap and chant, huh, the holy name. And then he will smile and clap his hand and move his hand like dancing. Huh? But if they will stop the chanting, he will start to cry again. So it was 24-hour kirtan, like in Horan or Krishna Balaram Mandir. It was 24-hour kirtan in Jagannath Mishra's house. Then baby Nimai grew up and start to walk. And suddenly Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi will hear uncle bells around the house. From where this uncle bell sounds is coming? We haven't put any uncle bells on Nimai's feet. So they thought maybe our deity is performing pastimes in our house. One day he was playing with his friends. When he grew up a little more, start to go out and play with his friend and do mischievous activities like stealing rasgullas and sandesh, and he will give them to the ladies who were singing in his house, and they will say, oh, this boy is very intelligent. So one day they saw few puppies just born, and Nimai, he picked the most beautiful one. He said, this puppy is mine. The other children will fight. No, you choose the most beautiful one. We want also that puppy. He said, don't worry, we'll play all together with the same puppy, no problem. I will keep it in my house. Every day you come, we play together. All right. So he took the puppy to his house. And he will play with that puppy, putting on his shoulder and running here and there and putting in his lap and embracing the puppy, you know. And then one boy became very disturbed, one of his friends, and said, you are playing more with the puppy than ourselves. I am very angry, and he left. So he saw Sachi Mata coming and he complained to her. You know, Nimai is keeping a dog in the house. What? She ran to the house and saw the puppy. What is this? You are a Brahmin. You are the son of a Brahmin. This is muchi. This is unclean. How can you? No, this is my puppy. I want to play with it. Okay. Don't worry. Go take bath in the Ganga. I will tie your dog to the shell. Don't worry. So he went. When he came back, the dog was not there. She left the dog in the street to go. Of course, that puppy, just by being touched by Nimai, became most fortunate. And one day, in the middle of the street, that small puppy was in his two legs chanting, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda. All the people became very amazed and surrounded the god, surround that puppy, and start to chant with the puppy, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda. People were very amazed. How is this possible? And then the puppy, all his hairs, you know, standing on end, and he start to cry, and he start to chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And then he fell dead on the floor. Oh, what a wonderful thing. Then an airplane came from the spiritual world, and his spiritual body, that fortunate puppy, went back home, back to Godhead. Hari. And then he started to study. His father took his hand and the chalk and write the first letters. Sanskrit letters. And he went to school, Gangadas school. But sometimes he would run from school and will go to Ganga play with his friends. And he will do mischievous activities while bathing in the Ganga. Some Brahmin were chanting their Gayatri in the Ganga, and he will come underneath water and pull their legs. The Brahmin became very disturbed. Why are you doing this? And sometimes they will come out of the Ganga after taking bath. He will fill up his mouth with water and spit at them. And they say, "Oh, we have to take another bath now." So they have to come again. And he will do this once and twice and thrice. And also some young girls will come to worship Lord Shiva to ask the boon for a good husband. So he will threaten them. "I am the Lord of Shiva. You must give me all this offering to me. Otherwise I will curse you that you will marry an old man with four co-wives." So he will become frightened and will start to offer him everything. In this way he will perform so many activities. But then, after he met his guru Maharaj Shira Ishvara Puri in Gaya, he started his Sankirtan movement. Before that, he didn't. So after he took initiation from Ishvara Puri at Gaya, he will call his friends and ask them, "Please come and meet together. I will reveal the pain of my heart to you." And they will come together and he will start to speak about Krishna, pastimes, and his mood of separation from the Lord. Sometimes he will embrace a pillar and cry out, "Krishna, where are you, my Lord?" Sometimes he will faint and fall to the floor. And Mother Sachi will be praying, "Oh, please, Lord Narayan, protect my son from any, not to be hurt." But by some divine arrangement, he will never hurt himself. Even he will fall like that, like a tree. And all ecstatic symptoms will appear in his body, like shivering, change of color, tears, laughing. When he will laugh non-stop for 3 hours. Imagine a person laughing for 3 hours non-stop. You will think he became crazy or something. So rumors start to go around that Nimai Pandit became crazy. And he will cry. When he will cry for 3 hours non-stop. "Where is Krishna? Where is my Lord?" And Gadadhar Pandit, to pacify the Lord, tell him, "My dear Lord, Krishna is in your heart. Be pacified." But he will try to open his chest to see Krishna in his heart. So one day, some doctors, Ayurvedic doctors, came to Sachi, to Navadvip. And they visited Sachi Devi's home. So she asked them, "Look, my son has the symptoms, shivering, changing of color, crying, laughing, rolling in the ground, And, well, let us see what is the problem." So they are doctors. After they consult each other, they told her, "We came to the conclusion that the problem is that he has unbalanced air in the brain. Some disturbance of the air brains. So please take this oil, Vishnu oil. You smear it every night on his head and very soon he will be cured. Don't worry." So all in the town of Navadvip were speaking about Nimai Pandit's disease. So one day Srinivas Thakur came to see the Lord, and Nimai Pandit asked him, "Srinivas, people say that I am sick, that the airs of my brain are disturbed. What is your opinion? I would like to know your opinion." Then Srinivas Thakur said, "My dear Lord, please, I wish to have this disease you have. Please give me a little. Be merciful with me." The symptoms you are showing, this is Krishna Prema. The symptoms of love, pure love for Krishna. Your life is sublime, your life is perfect. Your life is completely successful. And then Nimai Pandit embraced Srivas Thakur and told him, Srivas, today you saved my life. Because if you have said the same as people saying, I would have jumped in the Ganga and drowned myself. So today you saved my life. You are my real friend. And then when the Sankirtan movement started, as Dinabandhu Prabhu said, in Srivas Angan, in the house of Srivas, not everybody could come in. Only the most intimate associate of the Lord were accepted in that Sankirtan, because that was not ordinary Sankirtan, was Prema Sankirtan. Only those who had Prema. And those who had Prema means eternal associate of the Lord who comes with him. In that Prema Sankirtan, all night, they will be relishing the mellows of pure love for Krishna. And people outside, materialistic offenders, they will criticize, these Vaishnavas, they are drinking wines and having some girlfriends, and that's why they are yellowing and shouting like crazy. They are enjoying, they don't want us to enjoy with them. So envious people will criticize like that. One day, Nimai Pandit, he started his own school. After he got married, first time, Lakshmi Priya, and in separation of him, she died, passed away, went back to the spiritual world. And then he married again Vishnu Priya by the request of his mother, Sachi Devi. And he started the school and was teaching the students. But everything he will teach the students is from Krishna's names. All the grammar from Sanskrit grammar was in relation to Krishna's name. And he will preach to the students, life is temporary and full of miseries. Why are you wasting our time in mundane learning? Just chant the holy name of the Lord. If you don't worship the son of Yashoda, great sorrow will be awaiting you at the time of death. Every day is passing and is lost. While you are lazy and not worshipping the Lord of the heart. And this way he will preach. And the student will ask, how we should chant the names of the Lord? And then he start to sing, Hari Haraye Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govindaram Shri Madhusudana. Then other Vaishnava added to this song, but this came from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was a small boy, Nimai Pandit, one day in the school he was going to the bathroom. So he was biting his tongue. And his friend, one friend named Gopal, asked him, Nimai, why are you biting your tongue? Say, because this tongue can't stop chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So I'm going to a very filthy place, impure place, so I have to bite it to stop chanting. And Gopal told him, my dear Nimai, at the time of death, the body is also very filthy, very impure. So we should not chant the holy name because we are in a filthy place. No. Chanting should go on in any circumstances, in any place. And Nimai smiled and told his friend, Gopal, today you gave me a very good lesson. I'm very happy with you. So your name now will be Gopal Guru. So when Nimai took sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri, Gopal also took sannyas and went to live there also. And his name became Gopal Guru Goswami. One day, Nimai was feeling separation from his dear devotees, the gopis. And he was chanting their names. He was feeling that mood when Krishna was taken by Akrura to Mathura. So he was in that mood, feeling sympathy for the gopis suffering. And then one of his students tried to instruct him, why are you chanting the gopis' names? You should be chanting Krishna's names. The Shastras say you should chant Krishna's name, not the gopis' name. And Nimai became very angry. He thought, this Krishna is hard-hearted, is leaving the gopis and going away. And this rascal is coming to defend Krishna. He took a stick and chased him away. This Brahmin is very proud, and he went to other Brahmins. He said, this Nimai was trying to beat me up. We should do something about it. We are also Brahmin. We should not allow this. So they're planning to beat him up. Of course, Lord Gauranga is omniscient. He knows everything. He thought, pure souls of Kali Yuga, I came to save them, but if they offend me, what chance of salvation they will have? So thinking profoundly, he decided to take sannyas. So he told his friend, I'm thinking about taking sannyas. He told his mother also. Of course, his friends could not believe it, that he will leave us and go, became a sannyasi. But of course, he can't take sannyasi unless he gets permission from his mother and wife. That's the Vedic rule. So he preached so beautifully, so nicely to his mother and wife, with such sweet and eloquent words, that he convinced them and they gave their permission. He told Sachi Mata, for the benefit of humankind, if somebody sacrifices own love and attachment to his family members to help the suffering humanity, how much you will be glorified amongst all mothers? How much fortunate you will be known by everyone? In this way he spoke so beautifully, but he didn't go away. Although he had the permission, he stayed 2-3 more months. And then one night, without telling anyone, he left his home forever and went to Gaya, because he already met Keshav Bharati in Navadvip and asked him for sannyas, and he agreed. So he went to Katwa. When the devotees came in the morning to see him, they found Sachi Devi and Vishnupriya crying piteously. And when they found out that he left them forever, they became like mad. Advaita Acharya told the devotees, what is the use of my life? If Gaura is not here, better I throw myself in the Ganga. So he was rushing to the Ganga, and all the devotees with him, we will also throw ourselves in the Ganga. And before entering the Ganga, they hear the celestial voice in the sky telling them, please don't do this. Very soon he will come back, you will see him again. So they were pacified. And some devotees, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda, Narahari, and others, along they went to Katwa, because Nityananda Prabhu told them, I hear that he was going to take sannyas from Keshav Bharati, and that is in Katwa, so let's go there. When they arrived there, there was a big commotion in the town, because some people were in favor of him taking sannyas and some people were against. Those who were against say, he's such a beautiful young man. He has an old wife, old mother depending on him, a beautiful wife, only 16 years old. How he can take sannyas? No, no. He should not take sannyas. And the others said, but see, he's empowered. You don't see his spiritual effulgence. His ecstasy. He's not an ordinary person. He will go to save the whole world. He should take sannyas. But then Keshav Bharati told him,
I can't give you sannyas unless you have permission from your mother and wife. And Nimai told him, I already have their permission. When they gave your permission? 3 months ago. Then ask them now, if they give now again, I will give you. All right, he will say, I will go. He walked away. But then, in his mind, Keshavati thought, he's Krishna himself. Why should I do this? He called him back and told him, actually, I'm very afraid of giving you sannyas because I know you are Lord Krishna himself. So I'm very frightened to give you any mantra, to give you initiation. And Nimai told him, last night I had a dream and somebody in the dream told me a mantra. And he whispered the mantra in the right ear of Keshav Bharati and told him, is this the sannyas mantra? So Keshav Bharati smiled, he understood that he was being initiated by Nimai Pandit. And then the barber was called to shave the hair as part of the ceremony. Nimai Pandit has beautiful, long, black, curly hairs. And the barber's hands were trembling. He will say, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. He was trembling. His hands were trembling. He said, I'm sorry, I can't stop trembling. So how can I cut the hair? I can't do it. And Nimai Pandit will preach to him, you are a barber, your duty is to cut off the hair. So do it. Don't be attached to success or failure or gain or loss. You do your duty. The barber said, but how can I do that? My heart is broken. I'm afraid to touch your hair. And Nimai Pandit thought, don't worry. You don't have to cut any more hair. You don't need to be barber anymore. You do your last job and that's it. Of course, he didn't cut anybody's hair after that. He became a sweet maker. What do you call? Mitaiwala. And because his hand touched the hair of Lord Gauranga, the sweet will come so tasty that he became very famous as Mitaiwala all over India. So all the devotees were devastated after seeing Lord Chaitanya's hair being shaved. They were devastated. And all the night was spent in Sankirtan. All night, Guru and disciples chanting and dancing together the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his danda and he said, I want to go to Vrindavan, and he ran to the forest. Nityananda Prabhu told the devotees, go to Navadvip and tell all the devotees that I will take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Shantipur. Let them be all there. So he followed Lord Chaitanya in the forest and met some coward boys, and he told them, if a sannyasi come through here, if he asks about the way to Vrindavan, you point to the Ganga. Take some sweets for you. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy. He didn't know. He was not an external consciousness. He didn't know where he was going, east or west. So he found the scared boys. They were chanting Hari Hari. He was happy to hear them chanting. He asked them, what is the way to Vrindavan? I must be approaching Vrindavan because they are chanting the holy name. And the boy pointed to the Ganga. So he went that way. And then suddenly Nityananda was walking next to him. Oh, Nitai, what are you doing? Oh, I heard you was going to Vrindavan, so I want to go with you. Oh, very nice. How far away are we from Vrindavan? Just see, we are arriving. Here is the Yamuna River. Oh, river. Immediately he paid obeisance and prayers to the Yamuna and jumped in the waters. And then Nitai went to Advaita Acharya's house and told him, Gauranga is bathing in the river, please bring some dry clothes so he change. So Advaita Acharya was on a boat with his dry, you know, garments for Lord Chaitanya. And Mahaprabhu was very happily taking his bath, and suddenly he saw Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya, what are you doing here in Vrindavan? Vrindavan? No, this is not Vrindavan, this is Shantipur. Oh, this Nitai, he cheated me again. He told me this is Vrindavan. Advaita Acharya, no, he didn't cheat you. Whatever you are, my Lord, that's Vrindavan. Haribo. Even Gauranga Mahaprabhu said himself, Mama Mana Vrindavan, my mind is Vrindavan, because he's always thinking of Radha and Krishna. That's Vrindavan. But he cheated me. He told me I was taking my bath in the Yamuna and this is the Ganga. No, he didn't cheat you. The two rivers, Yamuna and Ganga, combine here together, and in the west part is Yamuna. So you're taking your bath in the west part, that's true. Please come. You are fasting for 3 days in the forest. You must be very hungry. Please come. Take prasad. So when he arrived there, he met Nitai and Gaura sit down and start to serve them. Gauranga Mahaprabhu protested, I am a sannyasi, I can eat so much. But Nitai, he protested in a different way. He said, I am fasting for 3 days and you are giving me a small morsel. What kind of grihastha are you? And Advaita Acharya told Nityananda, you are an avaduta. I don't know if I will lose my caste by associating with you. You go here and there, eat here and there, you don't make any differentiation. So please, I am a poor Brahmin, accept whatever I can offer you. So Nitai became angry and he took the rice in his hand and threw it in the floor. And some grains jumped and touched the body of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya started to dance immediately in ecstasy. Then the devotees arrived from Navadvip, Sachi Mata, all the associates of the Lords. And they were very happy, blissful in his association. Sachi Devi will cook his favorite chak for her son. But after a few days, Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, I'm a sannyas, I can't stay too long in one place. I have to go now. And they will, if you go, we will die in your separation and crying, going on. Okay, I will stay a few more days. And after a few more days, again the same scene, crying and weeping. And he said, look, I can't stay forever, I have to go. And they start to cry again, so emotional, so intense their love for him. Finally he told them, all right, if Mother Sachi ordered me to give up my sannyas and come back home, I will do it. They were happy, they were overjoyed. They ran to Sachi Devi to tell her the good news. Look, he said that. Surely you are going to ask him to stay. And she very sadly smiled and told them, you don't understand my mind, my heart. You don't understand his heart also. Of course I want him back. Of course I want him in my home again. Without his presence, everything is darkness around. But more painful to me will be if people will criticize him and will say that he gave up his duty as a sannyas. That will be even more painful than his own separation. So Mahaprabhu came and paid dandavat to his mother and told her, Mother, in craziness I took sannyas. I didn't know what I was doing. Actually this body belongs to you. Whatever you order me, I will do. And then she told him, then please reside in Nilachal Jagannath Puri. So the devotees will go for Radha Yatra festival each year, and they will bring me news about you. So anyway, in this way he departed, and few devotees were with him. Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda, Narahari. So in the way, they entered the first villages in Orissa. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in complete ecstasy, feeling separation from Krishna. He has no external consciousness. But then suddenly, he saw a dhobi, a washerman, next to the river, washing clothes. So he came to external consciousness. And asked the dhobi, "Dhobi, please say Haribol." Dhobi said, he thought, "Oh, this is sannyasi, he's going to ask me some, you know, money, to beg me some money." "No, no, I am poor man, I don't have nothing to give you." "No, no, I don't need any money from you. Please just say Haribol." The man is still doubtful. He said, "I'm very busy washing these clothes, I can't do that." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu insisted, "Give me the clothes, I will wash them while you say Haribol." So the man, he didn't give up the clothes, he's still washing, but then he said, "All right, Haribol. Very nice, say it again, Haribol. Once more, Haribol." And this man start to dance all around, "Haribol, Haribol, 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 Haribol." He could not stop dancing and chanting. His wife came with a lunch and saw me dancing and jumping here and there. "Since when you became a dancer? Please sit down, take your food." But he will not see her, he will not hear her. He was completely oblivious to the world. Then she became very frightened. She thought, "Maybe my husband is haunted by ghosts." So she asked for help. So like 20-30 men from the village came, very, you know, worried what's going on. And they saw this man jumping and dancing, Haribol, Haribol. One of them was more outrageous. So he approached him and grabbed him from the arm to stop him. But as soon as he touched him, he also started to chant, "Haribol, Haribol, Haribol," and start to dance. But this second man was not completely unconscious, was half unconscious. He could see and relate and speak to people, although he was in ecstasy too. So he told the other man, "Don't worry, this is not bad, this is very nice. Come closer to me." And he started to touch all of them, and all of them started to chant, "Haribol, Haribol." And Gauranga Mahaprabhu was smiling, Nityananda Prabhu was smiling, seeing the fun. So the next village, they heard that their neighbors became mad. So they came out of curiosity to see what's going on. And also they were touched. And in this way the Sankirtan movement spread more and more and more. Just by the order of from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to one person, chant the names of Lord Hari. So they go, start to... But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, feeling separation from Lord Jagannath, he ran and he left his friends behind. And he was thirsty, so he saw a covered boy with some pot, buttermilk. So he told the boy, "I'm very thirsty, please give me whatever you have, buttermilk, oh, very nice." So he drank all the pot. And he told the boy, "I'm a sannyasi, have no money, but my friends coming behind, they will pay you." That's the Chaitanya Mangal. So after Nityananda Prabhu and Mukunda, Narahari, the others came, the boy told them, "This sannyasi took all my buttermilk I was going to sell. He said that you will pay." I said, "We also don't have no money, sorry." "Okay, please tell the sannyasi that I am giving this as a service, as a seva for him. I don't want anything from him." When this boy tried to lift his pot, he could not. And he uncovered the pot and was full of jewels and stones and gems. When this boy saw that, he left everything and run after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where is that wonderful sannyasi? I want to see him again. And the devotees were running behind him. And when they arrived, they saw the boy at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu paying his dandavat, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessing by putting his hand on his head. That boy became most fortunate. He started to dance and cry and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Haribo, Haribo. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was running so swiftly to take darshan of Lord Jagannath, that when he entered Jagannath Mandir, as soon as he saw his beloved Lord, he fainted. And the doorkeeper thought this was some crazy fellow and came to beat him up. But then Sarvamacharya was there, he stopped him. No, no, no. This is sannyasi. You can't do that. And he saw all the ecstatic symptoms in his body. You know? He almost wasn't breathing. He put some cotton in his nostril and he saw that they were moving very, very slowly. So he thought, this sannyasi is experiencing some ecstasy. So he took his man came and took him to his home. And then there, Nityananda, Mukunda, Narahari, all the other Vaishnava arrived and then started to chant the holy name, and Mahaprabhu came back to consciousness. And then Gopinath Acharya, the nephew of Sarvabhauma Acharya, started to preach to Sarvabhauma that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not ordinary sannyasi, because Sarvabhauma Acharya said this sannyasi is very young and very beautiful also. It's very dangerous for him being sannyasi such young age. I should teach him Vedanta so his knowledge become very strong. He will be possible for him to overcome the allurement of Maya. And Gopinath Acharya told him, you don't know who is this sannyasi. And start to quote from Shastra, proving that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself, Param Brahma. But at that time, Sarvabhauma Acharya will not accept. He was the biggest philosopher in all India at that time. Even the king was his disciple. So he fixed a day to teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vedanta. And after 7 days hearing Vedanta, Mahaprabhu will not say even a word. And Sarvabhauma Acharya, why you don't ask even one question? I've been lecturing to you 7 days. You don't say even a word. Please tell me. Mahaprabhu said, I understand very clearly the Vedanta Sutra. But your explanation put clouds on the Vedanta Sutra. Sarvabhauma Acharya became upset. He said, then you please explain the Vedanta Sutra. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained so beautifully, so nicely, everybody was completely impressed. And he quoted also from Srimad Bhagavata. And then to save his prestige, Sarvabhauma Acharya said, I also know Bhagavatam, it's very nice literature. And he said that famous verse, Atmarama Chamunayo. And then start to explain in 9 different ways this verse. Now he said, he thought, now I saved my prestige. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu putting aside the 9 ways that Sarvabhauma Acharya explained the Atmarama verse, he explained it 18 different ways without touching any of his explanation. Then Sarvabhauma understood in his mind, this is not ordinary human being. This must be the Supreme Lord himself. As Gopinath Acharya told me once, you know. So in his mind he started to accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna himself. And then for that day they finished, you know. And at night he could not sleep. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to him and he showed Sarvabhauma his six-armed form. Two arms with an arrow and a bow as Ramchandra. Two arms with the flute, Bamshi. And two arms with the water pot and the danda as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he became converted. He became the greatest Vaishnava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's fame spread all over India that the greatest philosopher, Sarvabhauma, became his follower. One morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into Sarvabhauma's room with some Mahaprasad from Lord Jagannath. Sarvabhauma just wake up from his bed and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered him Mahaprasad. So he immediately took the Mahaprasad and offered prayer to the Mahaprasad and eat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy because generally, you know, smarta Brahmin, he will not eat anything. First he will have to wash his mouth and take bath, you know, offer his prayer. Then he can take prasad. But actually, Mahaprasad should be taken immediately after one receives it. Immediately, should touch it to his head, offer some prayer, and put some in the mouth. Immediately. So, in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he decided to tour South India. You know the South India Leela, how he converted so many into Vaishnava, even the Buddhists. He found a Buddhist group with their guru. So he preached to them, but they were very proud. They will not accept. But he defeated them very badly, so they were very angry. So they decided to do something to harm him. So they prepared a plate of food, untouchable food, and where the idea was they were going to offer him as Mahaprasad. So what they were going to offer the food, suddenly a big eagle came and took that plate from their hands and flew in the sky and let the plate fall and fall on the head of the guru of the Buddhist. And his head was hurt and he fell on the ground unconscious. So all the disciples were very disturbed, very worried. Oh, our guru is going to die, our guru is going to die. And they went to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, fell at his feet and prayed, please save the life of our guru. We are very sorry, we are offenders, please save us. So he told them, if you want to save your guru's life, then you should chant in his ear these names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So they went and chanted in their guru's ear the Maha Mantra. Actually, they were initiated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they initiated their guru. They became the guru of their guru. And in this way, the Sankirtan movement spread more and more and more and more. Then he visited Ranganath Chetra. He preached to Venkatavata, Gopalvata Goswami. He delivered the leper Vasudev. Know the story, you have read Chaitanya Charitamrita. This Brahmana was so pure, so detached from his body, although he has leprosy and some worm were on his body. Sometime a worm would fall to the floor, he will pick up that worm and put it again in the same spot, telling the worm, this is your home. This body doesn't belong to me, it's your home. But then he went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he was visiting another Brahmin called Kuruma. But the Lord already left. So Vasudeva, feeling separation from the Lord, he fainted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being omniscient, he came back immediately to favor his devotee. As soon as he saw Vasudeva, he embraced him and all this leprosy disappeared immediately. And he prayed to the Lord, please, I beg you, please don't allow me to become proud because you saved me and made me have a beautiful body. Please keep me as a humble servant at your lotus feet. That's the heart of Vaishnava. Trinadapi sunichena tarurevasa aishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadaha.
That is the secret of success. To put this mantra around our neck always. And to chant the holy name with this humble attitude.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent the last 12 years in Jagannath Puri feeling strong separation from Krishna and his intimate association of Ramananda Roy, Swarup Damodar, Sikhi Mahiti. And he will reveal his heart by chanting different shlokas, and then Swarup Damodar will assist the Lord by chanting also different shlokas to, you know, in the same mood, in the same loving mood, in separation from Krishna. One song that he used to sing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
Kahamora prananat murali vadan kahankaron kahampan brajendra nandan kahare kohiba keva jane mora duka brajendra nandana vinu fate mora buka.
Kahamor prananat, where is the Lord of my life and soul? Kahamor prananat murali vadan, the one who plays the flute, where is he? Kahankaron kahampan brajendra nanda, where should I find Brajendra Nanda? Where should I go to find him? That was his mood in loving separation. Kahare kohiba keva jane mora dukkha. People don't know about my sorrows. Not seeing the son of Nanda Maharaj, my heart is broken. That was his mood. His mood was the same mood as that of Srimati Naharani when she was speaking to the bumblebee, mistaking it for Uddhava. Divyamad, divine madness. That was his mood. The ecstasy of separation from Krishna was so, so intense in the body of the Lord that he started to show symptoms not even in Shastra, never seen in anybody. His body became elongated and becomes also like a tortoise. Once he jumped in the ocean and the devotees were searching for him, and suddenly they saw a fisherman crying and laughing, and they approached and told him, "What's the matter?" "Oh, I was fishing in the ocean and I thought it was big fish I got, but it was like a corpse, couldn't see feet or head. And just by touching that corpse, some evil spirit came in my body and I start to laugh and sing and become like a madman." So immediately they start to chant the holy names and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to consciousness. So his mood was so intense that Govinda, his servant, will lock him in the Gambira so he will not go out. But at night he will cross the walls and go out. And then they will find him at Garuda Stamba, the faint, and all the cows were licking his body. And they start to chant the holy name. And he wake up and he will be crying, "Why you brought me here? I was in Govardhan. And the gopis were engaging me to pick up flowers to make a garland for Radha and Krishna. But by your shouting you brought me here. Why you are so merciless to me?" And he will cry like that. That was his mood all the time. Then one day Advaita Acharya wrote him a sonnet, very mysterious sonnet, nobody could understand. In that sonnet, he was saying, now the marketplace can be closed. Enough rice was distributed. So nobody understood what was the meaning. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that he distributed purposely his love to everyone. Now was the time to close his pastimes. So entering the Tota Gopinath Mandir, he disappeared. If you have been there, the pujari may show you his, the knee of Tota Gopinath. You will see the knee through which Mahaprabhu went back to Goloka Vrindavan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Hare Krishna.